Navigating CTE awareness and life after sports.
Yes. So for me, I try to use it because this is a serious standpoint. A lot of ex-players and players have actually has been diagnosed and, you know, passed away from CTE. So for me, you know, on a serious point of, you know, bringing record awareness and bringing, you know, a reality standpoint of what athletes and people fighting or anyone in their daily lives facing from head trauma of just people writing them off, you know, and encouraging therapy, encouraging how do you get through tough situation and then making it funny. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like nowadays if you do something crazy, people are like, oh yeah, that guy's crazy. So it's like, let's just show why they crazy in CTSPN and show the cause of the craziness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a real cause, the craziness. And,
yes.
And we're ignoring it as a society because we love football, we love MMA, we love boxing. You know, so we just kind of like...
overlook it with the entertainment.
Keep moving.
Keep
you
hitting.
Know, I'm friends with a lot of dudes, so I get to see what they're like after fights. You know, like everybody watches the fight. The fight's amazing. And then, you know, you run into them after fights and have a conversation with them. Like, oh, man. Their whole head's swollen. Can't move their hands. You know, can't walk. Calves are blown out. Knees fucked up. Ice here. This there.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge, man. Yeah. It's a real challenge. And when you started playing football, nobody even thought about it.
Yeah, because you just, you know, you never think about the repercussions. You just think, how I make a better life.
Well, back then, nobody even really knew that was going to happen to football players. It was kind of a thing that they thought about with boxers. Rarely people talked about football players who aren't doing so good.
Yeah, so I feel like CTSPN was brought back to recognize the awareness of high-level people experiencing trauma and not being able to overcome that trauma. Because, you know, life's changed on you in a second. You playing football, you know it's going to come to an end, and then what do you do next?
Yeah. That's the hardest thing, right? For pro athletes, you go from being a kid to all of a sudden you are making millions of dollars.
Yes.
And you're young and you're wild and you're not thinking it's going to go away. And then all your friends are buying jewelry and all your friends are buying Mercedes-Benz and Bentleys and all this shit. And you're like, fuck. And I think the number was something like 85% of NFL players go bankrupt within X amount of years after retirement.
Exactly, because the lifestyle, you know, and making so much money and being able to transition in regards of having a new career and not making that much money all at once like you used to.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes bankrupt could be used to protect assets in regards of people coming after you too, knowing you're a big target when you're in a position.
Of course, yeah. But that is another problem with getting wealthy is that you become vulnerable to scoundrels.
Yeah, and, the scavengers.
And dirty hoes.
Yeah, dirty hoes, dirtbag.
Dirty, money-grabbing, calculated hoes.
Yeah.
You know, ones that, it's not just like, well, the relationship didn't work out, the lawyer told you you can get some money from him, maybe you should go for it. Yeah, fuck him. No, it's like from the jump, they're calculated.
Nah, these ladies these days, they gonna have a nigga baby because they homeless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to hit them and back to the streets where you belong, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Did you ever have situations where you thought like girls were trying to like get over on you?
I just feel like nowadays, girls just want the BB, like the BBD, the biggest and better deal.
Right.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? Who
that's built into human nature.
Yeah, it's like, that's, human nature is like, genetic. What's the next best thing?
Yeah. So, bigger, it's called hypergamy. It's like a natural state that women
stay in, right?
Well, they look for, like, if you're doing okay, but then all of a sudden she starts working for a billionaire and he gets divorced and he's real friendly to her, next thing you know, she starts picturing that
seeing
closet.
Seeing the op, right?
She starts picturing that closet, seeing all those shoes and purses and all that jewelry.
She starts licking chops going to the movie theater.
He's actually nicer to me than my boyfriend.
Yes,
and then they start justifying it, and next thing you know,
she's going. She's going to the movie theater.
It's hypergamy, It's a natural state that some women, I mean, obviously there's great women out there with character and morals, and they don't do that, but it's a natural thing that women do. They try to find a better suitor.
Bigger and better deal.
Yeah. Yeah. When you talk about CTE, when did you first start noticing the effects of football?
I feel like, to me, I always knew, like, the game was going to come to an end. And I feel like, to me, I always played the game smart as a receiver, not putting myself in bad positions, getting hit. But I did have a chance to, you know, rest in peace, Demaryius Thomas, one of the ex-receivers who came in the NFL around the time I came in. I had a chance to see him experience, you know what I'm saying, some of that CTE trauma. And in the midst.
How did he pass?
From CTE.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He passed from CTE?
Yeah, when they study his brain, yeah, because I don't want to speak about the problems that he really had, but,
yeah,
you know, being a close friend to him, you know, we've seen some of the experience that he was going through. And playing for Tampa my last year when we won the Super Bowl, I think it had a player, Vincent Jackson, rest in peace, also passed from CTE. So for me, you know, it's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
And not only just from the hits you take, but like you said, aftermath of your career, or, you know, having a moment in your career where some guys can't get over it, or, you know, you done seen fighters have a fight, or it may not go the way that they wanted to go, and it could possibly affect the outcome of how they look at it. And I feel like we all have traumas in our lives from all, no matter if you play sports or not.
Yeah.
So just raising awareness of getting mental therapy and being able to, you know, work on yourself so you can have a better life.
Yeah, that's a important point you brought up, like the psychology of an athlete. You have to learn how to, like, put losses behind you and failures behind you and regain your confidence and then excel and move forward.
Yeah.
Right?
You just got to not let one moment overtake the overall moments of your career.
Right.
Some moments are big moments, and, you know, if you get cut, little things that happen in your career, just take it with a grain of salt and be able to cope with the situation you're in, you know?
Yeah. You talk pretty openly about CTE, but when did you start feeling the effects of that?
I feel like I always was in tune and, you know, aware of my situation and where I'm at in life. You know, I've been pretty blessed in my regards of being a football player, to be able to come from Central Michigan as a walk-on to Central Michigan, leave 3 years, go to the Steelers being the second receiver pick in that year. And then, you know, I always had a high belief in myself and never was deteriorated about the position or where I had to start from or where I was going. So for me, I always had the intuitive trust and the belief in myself regarding any situation I've been in, because, you know, I came from Liberty City from nothing. So to me, everything's a blessing. So I never let football or any position I ever was in life deteriorate my perspective and my outlook or how I looked at.
Did you feel the way your brain work change at all, though?
No, I feel like the older you get playing sport, you realize what the game entails on your body. I feel like in my 20s, I was just ripping through, you know, dominating the game.
Right,
then when you get 30, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, it's a business. They're looking for younger players to excel at the game. And then when you leave one of the best teams and put yourself in a position to, you know, to do what's important for you other than important for the NFL, so you know what's going to come with that. So to me, I always made a calculated decisions, you know what I mean, to put myself in the best position, i.e. like playing with Tom Brady, you know, going to the Pacers or leaving the Steelers, or, you know, I always try to just knew I wasn't going to play for a long time, just maximize the moment in the meantime playing, so when I'm done playing, I could live a healthy life.
So you play it smart.
Got to play it smart.
Divided politics and the need for joyful connection.
You will take a corner too fast. Yeah, you'll go sideways.
Yeah, this is the crash out bucket right here.
Yeah, what's with the helmet? Why'd you choose the helmet?
I feel like this is one of the lucrative helmets that they wear when they go to war.
Lucrative?
Yeah, lucrative. You know, this is the crash out bucket because I feel like when you wear this helmet, you already crashed out. It's like you committed to the crash out. Like,
Right. You're all in.
All in. So I feel like we at war right now with the Democrats. I know
you're... Isn't that crazy to say?
I know, but...
It's crazy to say, but I know exactly what you're saying.
Exactly.
I just can't believe people say it, and it's true.
It's wildlife right now.
Like, the Democrats are now the Republicans.
Yes, it's wild.
They're the ones Democrats trying to control speech.
They didn't even clap for the little kid.
No.
That was bullshit.
They didn't clap for the little kid. They didn't clap for the lady who got fucked up by that volleyball player that was a dude. They didn't clap for Lake and Riley, who got murdered by the illegal immigrant.
It was crazy.
Well, it's just we're so divided. It's so that's you can't clap for a little kid who survived cancer. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, where your heart at?
Like he's on their side, so you can't clap for this little kid. Like you're upset. Yeah. This little kid's watching you not clap at him.
Yeah, it's
crazy. That's a little child.
Yeah, hurting his heart.
A child with cancer, and you can't put your shit aside to give that kid some love. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, that's
what we have to stop the division in this country, and it's I feel like people are digging in their trenches. They're digging in deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
And really we should be encouraging the opposite.
Yes.
Most of what people are arguing about all day long in politics is not affecting your life. It's bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
It's bullshit. And you could get caught up in it, and it could become your whole life, and you will waste your life thinking about that stuff instead of thinking about stuff that you actually have control over.
Exactly.
Your family, your friends,
stuff that's important.
Your life. Yeah, stuff that's actually important, which is what you should be thinking about most of the time.
Reality.
But some people, they think about that and then think, yeah, well, what are these motherfuckers doing behind the scenes? They're stealing my fucking taxes, doing this and bringing in the illegals, and what are they doing all with the trans kids?
Nonstop.
Yeah, it's nonstop, man.
But that's why we got to bring comedy and love back and the enjoyable laughs on X. Making people.
Were you on Twitter before Elon bought it?
Yeah, I was on there before.
Did you get in trouble at all?
Or would
you take it on the DL back then, like a little lighter?
Nah, obviously back then I was representing the NFL and some stuff I can't really talk on and speak on.
If you representing the NFL right now?
Yeah, man, yo, you gotta get the fuck out of it.
Yeah, some of the shit you write is wild.
Yeah,
you get wild. But it's funny.
Yeah.
That's what I go to Twitter for.
It's comedy,
I don't want to be mad.
Laughs.
Yeah.
We don't want to stress people. I wanted people to come to my X page and fucking ball out your eyes.
Yeah. When you did the awards, who put that together?
Me and my guy, Jacob, we put it together.
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
That was amazing.
And everybody loved it. It was huge.
Loved it, yeah. I think it was bigger than the awards show or the Oscars. I feel like we had a lot of numbers.
You had a lot of numbers on X, man. Like a lot of people watched that. What was the final numbers on that?
I think almost 200 million engagements.
That is so crazy.
Right on the X,
That's so crazy. But it's fun. People are starving for fun.
They need excitement.
Yeah.
A little uncomfortable, but a little cool. Because we make the uncomfortability cool when it's like, damn.
Also, you're doing it all with a big smile.
It's happiness, man.
Yeah, you're having a good time.
Yeah, good time. Making people feel good.
Yeah.
That's what we need more of.
Are you going to do more award shows?
I need to. We need to do more, especially if you're a part of it. If you're going to come support it, of course.
I'll support. I'll get a bunch of guys to come, too.
Come on, we need to do a real experience, like a real show awards where we have it.
I feel like you could do it every quarter. You could do it like once a quarter.
Every three months,
Why not? Get some sponsors. Let's go. You know, because, like, that's a legitimate show. Like, fuck all these other award shows. Like, I didn't watch the Oscars.
There's so much politics. It's just not even fun.
I know. They're talking about politics. Yeah. And Ukraine and this and Gaza and Palestine.
Get back to
you're making movies. Just make your fucking movies.
Right? Just go right to the theaters and keep it going.
This is what we did. We work real hard. Exactly. Everybody, thank you, everybody, for all your hard work. Yay, we won. That's it.
That's it.
That's all I want to hear from you.
That's all I want to hear.
I'm not interested in someone who lies for a living, because that's what they do. They pretend to be somebody else for a living.
Yeah.
Tell me how I should view the world.
Yeah.
I like to go to other people for that, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You fucking people are just actors. Just because you're famous doesn't mean what you have to say is important.
Exactly.
Especially at a fucking award show. Imagine, like, taking your time and you're going to use that award show to denounce politics and proclaim your platform. Like, ugh.
Just ruin shit.
Boring.
Super boring.
Boring. Yours is fun. You could have a giant audience. You could have musical performers. Like,
have a real show.
Yeah,
and
man.
People look forward to and feel
fuck
happy about.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And make people feel good for doing great things, man.
Yes. And it's also like the fun thing about you doing something like that too is it lets other people know, like, oh, I could cut loose too.
Yeah, you
and
maybe be a little open.
Yeah, maybe
a little comedy fun.
Yeah, maybe someone will pay attention to me.
Yeah.
Maybe I can crack some good jokes and have some fun.
That's some good humor to bring people together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's one cool thing that I am seeing from a lot of former athletes. They're starting podcasts.
Yeah. I like the podcast. This world of space.
Yeah, it's like it's a good way for guys to just sit around and shoot the shit and
be expressive.
Look at Pat McAfee; he's fucking
killing it. Yeah,
killing
Pat, take it to a whole new level of his career. Exactly.
Yeah, but that's like a great example of what's possible for a lot of former athletes.
Yeah,
especially fun guys like you.
Yeah.
Have you thought about doing a podcast?
I would love to. I just started a little one, CTSPN, but I think I need it. I feel like I don't want to be the guy that's just talking about.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes you get a little watered down when you just talking too much. I feel like as a player, I always was about action. I love to talk and be funny and creative, but sometimes it depends on, what's the seriousness and the purpose coming behind it, or what's the meaning?
Believe me, I know. I talk too much. I talk 4 or 5 days a week sometimes.
No, but your opinion
hours.
Is really good.
Thank
I
you.
Like seeing you give Thank your you opinion, and you always real. You're a realist.
It's not a lot try of people to keep it real. Yeah.
Keep it official or tell the truth how they're feeling. So, it's always amazing to be here with you on
thank
experience
you.
Here is real.
Well, I feel very fortunate that my job depends on me being real.
Yeah.
So, you don't have an option
but
to
a lot
not
of people
be real.
Can't really pay that price. Like, how do you come to a source with yourself where you can just be 100% genuine about, how you feel and who you is?
I kind of always have been that way. I think that's my CTE.
I love that. That's your trauma just being your
real
self.
I got hit in the head a lot when I was young, man. I got hit in the head a lot. And I think all my years of sparring and fighting, I think rattled something loose. It rattled the give a fuck part loose. Whereas, I don't care as much if other people are mad at me as some people do. I don't care as much. I mean, I don't like it. I don't like it if people are upset at me, but it doesn't ruin my life like it does with some people. I can just
stay true to yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Also, I think I have enough real world perspective to know what's actually important in this life. And it's not really necessarily other people's opinions, especially the type of opinions of people that get upset all the time about everything. They're not valuable opinions. So even if they're making you out to be the worst person that's ever lived, according to them, but they're idiots. Like you have you have to be able to have perspective. And
Sally.
If you feel a certain way and you don't tell people, if you think a certain way you don't tell people, you're doing a disservice to you. You're doing a disservice to them.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's benefiting from that. Nobody.
No one's benefiting. You holding back
to
being your true self. So how do you handle criticism? You just...
Yeah.
Handle it with the achievement, right? Just don't say nothing, right?
Just keep on going.
Just keep going. Achieve more, right?
Yeah. This thing called life gonna keep on rolling. just ignore it. I mean, I'm my worst critic. So if I have a bad show, if I do something I don't like or wish I didn't do, I am upset at myself more than other people are going to be anyway.
Now you're a realist.
Yeah, so I'm not interested in the opinions of people that are easily upset by almost anything.
How do you feel about crypto, man? You got Phantom Wallet? How do you get your money in crypto?
Well, Jamie and I have been talking about starting our own bullshit coin.
No.
That'd be dope.
You're not in?
I'm not doing it.
Not bullshit coin?
I thought you were going to do a pull it up Jamie coin.
No.
What about the butt coin? You heard of butt coin?
No, what's butt coin?
The Dodger New Dogs coin?
Navigating the chaos of modern youth and free speech.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not born in this era.
Yeah.
This is a terrifying era to navigate for kids.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Also, the ability to just send a dick picture when you're 15, that's crazy.
Yeah, you could just pop it out.
Yeah, that's not.
Yes.
That's too much responsibility for a young man.
That's a
like
walkie.
Giving a young man a nuclear weapon. Like he can't handle that.
Yeah.
That's
too much movie.
That's way too much.
Yeah,
that's
way too
much.
Much.
And then they all got porn now, which is even crazier.
It's too available nowadays. Too much at the finger of these kids.
Yeah, instantaneously. Not just porn, but murder. Man, me and my friend Tom Segura. Do you know Tom Segura?
I heard the name.
He's hilarious. You need to do his show. He would
amazing?
Have you on. Yeah, Your Mom's House. It's a great podcast. It's a huge podcast. But he and I send each other every day the worst shit we could find on the internet.
Wow.
The worst shit that comes across my Instagram feed, I send it to Tom. It's every day. It's someone getting murdered.
The worst shit of the day. Some craziness on there, right? It's always some shit like, wow.
Oh. And it's not one time a day
it's
either.
All
it's
day,
like
right?
multiple times a day we're crazy. Traumatizing each other.
It's like, what the hell is this?
Today was a dude who crashed his motorcycle right into a gas truck. This dude just rode his motorcycle. The bike explodes, catches on fire. The tank explodes. The dude gets cooked.
Damn.
Yeah.
He just went fried turkey on just the middle of the street.
One day he's riding his motorcycle enjoying freedom, and then a second later, boom, I've seen every horrible video that's on the internet. Every one of them.
That's crazy. That's fucking ludicrous. The internet is undefeated, but it is our shit. Like, we run the internet.
Yes. It's open.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing. Like, you get these memes. I don't even know who's making them, and they're hilarious. And they're just coming. Someone's texting them to you. And like,
all the time. I seen one. I seen one today. I posted it. It was like, the wrestling guy has said, no condoms, and then Elon Musk. I was like, I don't like condoms either, so I could have put my name in.
Elon Musk has how many kids now that we know of?
I didn't know he was getting so much pussy. I thought Elon Musk was a calm guy.
I wouldn't say he's calm. I mean, I think it's going back to like the Kanye Ferrari engine analogy. It's the same kind of thing. It's just in a different realm. That's what he is with like rocket science and car design and satellites.
Spaceship and a pussy.
Exactly. Also, like when you are literally the richest man in the world,
it's come to you, right?
What are his DMs like?
His DMs jumping out the gym, huh?
Full of titties. His DMs must be
full of bitties, huh? Back shots everywhere.
Everything. Yeah. Squats and his DMs. Fingers and sucking on bananas. His DMs must be wild.
He's got a movie theater in his DM.
There's girls just thinking, like, what's the move? What's the right thing to send him?
You know Sean Kingston? My God loves you.
No.
He's calling right now. You never met Sean Kingston? He's calling me right now because he loves you.
Tell him, what's up?
Yo, Sean.
What's up, Sean? What's going on, my man? How you doing?
He loves you.
All right, man. Well, cool. That sounds great. Yo, I love him, man.
I would love to go up there. What's up,
Bizzle? What's up, baby? We're here with Joe right now.
We're live right now.
You live right now, Sean?
Yeah. Shout out to Joe Rogan, the best motherfucking podcast. Can I curse? I don't know.
Yeah, you're allowed. You're allowed.
It's the best podcast. I go to sleep watching this. This man talks so many. This man got knowledge of a man. Listen, Joe Rogan is the best.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, man. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Love you, brother.
Call you after, brother. Yeah, they want their side. Everyone's excited I'm here. Even Theo Vaughn told me to play some Trick Daddy.
Oh, okay.
Everyone loves you, Joe.
Theo's the best.
Theo's the man, too.
I love that dude.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's so unique.
Yeah, he's different.
I don't know anybody
swaggy,
like him.
Cool, calm.
Yeah.
Got the mullet going. He's swaggy. Yeah,
and just the way he talks. Like, he's so funny. Ridiculous.
Yeah, he got the country.
Theo and I went to dinner the other night, and we're sitting at the table eating dinner for an hour and a half. We're just nonstop crying, laughing, At the end, my sides hurt when we got up from the table. I was like, "Oh my god, that was so much fun!" So having friends like that is the best because, everywhere you go, it's like you have a personal show.
Yeah, it's always entertaining.
Yeah, we're just always fucking around and having fun.
What about Shane Gillis? He's the best. He's the best, right?
He's the best.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, we were just hanging out Tuesday night.
Yeah,
Shane's awesome. He loves you, too.
Yeah, that's my heart, man.
Yeah, all my comedian friends love you. They're all sharing your shit all the time.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Yeah, he was excited when he got Cracker of the Year, too.
He's amazing. He's killing it, too.
He is. He's killing it. He's so funny, man. Yeah. And he's such a good guy.
Yeah,
like
he's
such a sweetheart.
He's so genuine. You can just see by a smile, pure heart.
100%.
Yeah, pure heart guy.
Just sweetheart of a guy. And, I'm just glad there's more people like that in the world.
Yeah, we need more people like that, like him.
Yeah.
In the world that's just, pure, doing what they love, giving back comedy, making people light up.
Yeah.
And we need that.
And spreading fun. Yeah. Again, back to the same thing that you do. Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
There's people who enjoy themselves again. Let's be our natural selves. Make the uncomfortable a little comfortable and a little fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially in today's era of everybody, we're getting past the days where everything was like tight and everybody was going crazy. And I think things are lightening up. And thanks to Elon buying X, that had a huge impact because I think people realized that it wasn't just them that was thinking things had gone too far. It was most people. But they didn't have a way to express themselves because if they said it, they got attacked.
Yeah, no one wanted to ruin what they built up for a couple seconds on what they say. You know
exactly.
What I mean? It takes so long to build your shit.
Yeah, like we just showed.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You lose everything.
You lose everything for one moment.
Yeah, so you're sitting there, maybe you got a couple of drinks in you, and you're like, you know, I gotta fucking say something. Like, someone needs to be there to grab your hand. Like,
calm that shit down. No, ruin everything we built this.
Do it. Yeah, don't do
take
it.
Yourself out of the game.
But I think now, if you do that, people go, I'm glad you said that, because I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, now it's different, because people feel like they can express themselves, which is the real danger of censorship. Even if you don't agree with what someone is saying, you got to let them say it, because if you don't, someone's going to limit what you say. And that's just the nature of free speech.
Exactly. I feel like we all have the right to our own opinion, no matter if it's right or wrong. It's just your opinion.
We 100%. Yeah. Look, you don't have to go to your Twitter page. You don't have to go to my Twitter page. You don't have to listen to this podcast.
It's your option.
It's your option, but you should have that option.
Yes.
And you should have the option to express yourself. Yeah. You should also have the option to say things, and if you think that it was misconstrued, do what he did and lay it all out. This is how I really feel. This is my actual feelings, and I feel like if you read that, he should have been completely forgiven. The idea that they traded him after that, that's disgusting, because that's also censorship, because now you're encouraging other people to keep their mouth shut.
Exactly. Showing them the rules of what is going, the aftermath of what's going to come if you do that.
100%.
So it's grateful that we're in better times and things getting better.
Yeah.
People able to express themselves more on the X app, and thanks, Elon Musk, giving us that good, you know.
Yeah, I think
freedom of speech.
I think the country's moving in a good direction. As long as we can avoid this fucking war, as long as we can avoid war and war with China and war with Russia and everybody else, if we could just avoid that, I think we're going to be okay. We just got to make it through some weird shit.
Yes.
And UFOs.
And UFOs. You saw those UFOs?
Yeah, man, they're everywhere. I don't know what to think. Some days I think we're being visited, and some days I think it's all the government. It's all bullshit. Yeah, it's all drones.
Some maybe some.
What do you think it is?
Maybe we need to just call the Men in Black. See if they know.
The Men in Black, I think, are real. I think that's government agents that come visit you after you've had some sort of an experience.
Maybe.
I think that's what it is. I mean, there's always been these stories of Men in Black coming to visit people after they've had encounters.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. If you're yapping about some shit, especially if it's actually some government shit that they're working on, and then, you know, some two men in suits come up, and when you see two men show up in a Cadillac in suits, you automatically assume they're serious people.
That's some serious shit.
They get
shit,
out with black suits, black ties, and they look at you, and they tell you, "Hey, Antonio, we'd like to talk to you about your encounter." And then you're like, "Oh shit, I'm in trouble." They're doing some hypnosis on you and some mind control shit, you know, and talking and bringing you in a room. And then you leave, and you don't know what the fuck happened.
What happened?
Antonio got visited by the Men in Black. That's what I think the Men in Black is. I think it's government agents investigating.
The importance of humor and connection in everyday life.
You're living your life. You're happy. You're also helping people be happy. And cracking on people.
Yeah. A couple jokes here and there.
You write all that shit yourself, or do you have anybody help you?
I'll be writing it.
You write all of it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'll be writing it.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Well, the response has been pretty amazing, right?
Oh, they love it. Smokes and jokes, man. It's funny.
I mean, imagine the idea of an ex-football player starting an award show, and it gets 200 million views.
He has a blessing.
I mean, it's unique. But it was also because you had like laid the groundwork of being funny all the time on Twitter and being that wild follow that people like to go check you out. Yeah. So when you do something like that award show, everybody's like, I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it.
Bro, I was getting texts all day long, man.
That was a big deal.
So many people were sending me texts about
Thank you for participating with it, man. That was awesome.
My pleasure.
Man. That was a big
pleasure. Everybody was excited.
Like, yeah, Joe on it. Let's go.
Yeah, everybody was excited. No. Because, like I said, it's fun. It's a thing that wasn't around before, and it's like a sign that everything's getting back to normal, that you can do fun kind of shit like that again.
Exactly. We got to do more. Let's do it better this time.
Well, I think now everybody is looking forward to the next one. Like, now it's established. You know, when you have the second annual awards, everybody's going to be very excited about it, because it's a necessary thing. We need more ridiculous shit in this world to take the burden off of a lot of people with just the regular life. You need fun.
Yeah, we need an excitement.
Yeah, it's valuable. It's not just silly. It's like valuable for people's mental health.
Yeah,
it brings people joy and happiness.
Good. Yeah,
yeah. Like, when like memes, when my friends send me a funny meme and then I send it to them, we're all like, ah,
that should make you happy, right? It's
it
excitement.
Makes you happy. Yeah, it makes that. Me happy. It's funny.
Too excited.
It's like some of the biggest laughs of my day are memes, you know? And it's I don't hilarious. Even know who's making them. I don't know who's...
It's
who's,
coming out the blue, just...
It's just like the universe is creating. I mean, it's obviously people are doing it, but I don't even know who they are. Sometimes you do. Sometimes a person, like, you know you can give them credit. I'll give them credit, but sometimes, like, I don't know where this random. Came from. Yeah. It's on 15 different Instagram pages. People just sending it to you, like, all right. I just throw it up in my stories.
Entertainment.
Yeah. It's a fun time, man. It's a fun time. I'm glad you're a part of it. Because, you know, having a guy like you out there, like having a good time, cracking jokes, it opens up the door for other people to do the same.
Absolutely.
Keep it light. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself.
I love it.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap this up?
I think we hit it all.
We hit it all? All right. So, yeah. Beautiful. Tell everybody how they find you on X, AB.
AB84 on X, AB on IG. Antonio Brown to the world. Hall of Fame 2027.
Website?
TonyOBrown.com. CrashOutBuckets.com. CTESPN.com.
All right. That's it. All right, brother. Well, thank you very much for being here. Continued success.
It's amazing.
I'm a fan. I'm excited. I love you too. All right. Thank you.